Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we talk about what Kyle and I do for our workouts and why I haven't lifted a weight since 2013. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, that's my line.
You get to do the intros, so, and then I get to welcome people.
I tried it. I thought it would be cool.
First of all. And secondly, we've already done an episode where we learned all about you.
Well, yeah, the best episode. The most highly rated, highly viewed episode, obviously, we're ever going to have.
Yeah, right.
It falls downhill from here.
Right now. Nobody's listening to this, so we're safe.
Yeah, I've scared everyone away sufficiently. Yeah, checks out.
Well, speaking of an episode all about you, in today's episode, we actually are going to dive a little bit deeper into some of your story, believe it or not. I'm sorry, and you're welcome. But this is actually coming from a question we get a lot from members. So I had a member reply to one of my newsletters a few weeks ago, and they said, "Hey, I love your podcast." I don't know if I told you about this or not.
I think, was this what, like, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. Like yeah,
great, but do you actually do this exercise? So the question from our member was, what do you do? How do you strength train? And I was actually in one of my peer groups not too long ago, and I got the same question, which I take as a compliment. I think it also highlights what we are constantly trying to overcome in our marketing department is the skepticism of how can you get great results in only 20 minutes twice a week. So today we are going to talk about how do we train?
Yeah.
And so why don't you actually kick this off? Because our stories are a little bit different, even though I think I can come to the punchline is, yes, we do this, and this is what we do. But there's some more story to get into there. So, Jim, you want to kick it off?
Yeah. So when I started strength training on the road, taking taxis to the gyms and stuff, it was kind of like a three times per week, 5x5 type training. And I was doing that for a while. And then I became convinced that I needed more intensity, which means more recovery and less frequency. And so by the time I got, and I think, Ben, can we put up that picture that I sent you? So, all right, Ben says, yeah. So this picture that you're looking at on the left is me in September of 2013, excuse me, September 2013. And that's when I took delivery of the first prototype of what would become the FastFit machines. And at that time, believe it or not, I know I look scrawny, but I was actually pretty strong at that point. I've been training consistently for a little bit of time. And the funniest part about this side-by-side is that the width of my head versus my shoulders. And the one on the left, my head takes up about half the length of my shoulders. And you could see in the right. Now, the right is spring. It's March of 2016. So September 2013, March of 2016. So 2.5 years-ish. And then I'm going to have him throw up another picture, a second picture. It's the same before. But now this after is, I think, early 2017, maybe late 2016. So just a little bit after. But between these two before and afters, you can see the type of growth that took place. Now, if you look at those two pictures side by side, and I told you in 2013, I made a commitment that I was going to go to the weight room and I was going to spend not less than an hour, 5 times per week,
mm-hmm,
with a smart program, progressive overload, deloads, and just be consistent and never miss and do that year round for 2.5 years, you would expect a result like that.
And let me ask you a question. I think based on an episode we did a while back, this is the year that you had lost like 100 pounds?
So the before picture, it used to be my after, because I was a fat guy.
Right.
So then I became that, which was big success.
Yes.
So yes, that was after I had lost a whole bunch of weight.
Cool.
And so now I was trying to gain a bunch of weight back, but with muscle instead of fat, hopefully. And so in those two pictures, the difference in weight, between those two, I had gained about 30 pounds of muscle. But that was 2.5 years, long time. So that's perfectly reasonable for someone who takes weightlifting really seriously. And the difference, and this gets to your question of how can this work? 5 hours at least per week for 52 weeks, 2.5 years, all in a row, consistent. That time commitment, that wear and tear on the joints, that risk of injury, all that stuff, how to keep the records, how to change your program, the level of expertise required to get to that point. There's that scenario. And then there's what I did. And during this time, it was one workout every 7th day. And the workout never lasted any longer than 15 minutes.
Mm.
So that sounds crazy. But with this type of technology, and I will say, I could have gotten there faster. and more rapidly and done better had I known what I know now. I would have added the second, maybe a third of the little 15-minute workouts and changed. I didn't really understand about positive-only workouts and what they could do and stuff like that.
Hindsight.
So, yeah.
Should have had hindsight.
Hindsight. I should have. Thank you, Captain Hindsight. You should have done that. Away! And so, at any rate, the what happened, actually, was once every seventh day, I would get in, I'd rip up all the muscle fibers, I'd empty out all the fuel, I'd load my tendons, ligaments, bones, and muscles up with the highest mechanical loading of which I was capable, and then it would take 2 or 3 days to recover, and then it would take 2 or 3 days to produce the adaptation, so I'd be stronger, a little bit bigger, and then I would tear it all down again. And this replicated itself over 100 times, 120-some-odd workouts in 2.5 years. But all told, it was less, it was about an hour and a half of exercise per month for 2.5 years, so it's like a side thing, like not even enough to be a hobby. You would spend more learning how to whittle. Mm-hmm. It was just, and but with that small input of energy and time, it went from the first person to the second person. So you would normally, with normal tools, expect like the tools, the person who asked you, like, yeah, does this really work though? Like, is this what you do? It's like, well, yeah, this is what I do, but why would I do the other thing? Well, weights work. Yes, they do, but
yeah,
TikTok, and you have to make your entire life about that in order for that to work. So that was my experience. And since then, these days, it's about once or twice per week, depending on my schedule. Same thing. I've tried workouts that are high volume, which in FastFit world, that's over 30 minutes for a workout. And you got a beach vacation coming up and you get all ready to go. And you can continue this for 2 to 3 weeks. And very quickly, you lose what they call in the literature, the psychological desire to continue. Very quickly, you get up, it's time for the workout, and you're just, I don't want to go do this. Doing two sets of different things and three times per week. So you can do a little sprint of that, but then you go right back to the, you know, like the twice per week is kind of the happy place. You can do more, you can do less, but that just about under an hour per week of exercise of this potency seems to be kind of the happy place.
Yeah, which is incredible. I've got a story quickly sort of the same. You know, I said in a prior episode, my background, I got into personal training. What I don't think I mentioned that episode is I was always like a stick figure my whole life in high school. I mean, just like a string bean, struggled to put on muscle. I'm like 5'9", little ginger kid. That's what I am now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was much smaller than I had done all kinds of different things in modalities, from like what you just meant, from CrossFit to all kinds of stuff. I put on more muscle. I actually got a little shape, a little curve in my arm. Actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There was a bump on it.
Oh, yeah, which is the feedback I needed to keep going. And when I got married, the same thing. I was, going to 24-hour fitness 2 hours a day, doing all the things I could do, drop sets, blah, 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 and put on a little bit of muscle, which is great. When I found the perfect workout, and one of the things that sparked my attention about the perfect workout was our founder, Matt Hedman's story. I was already dealing with all kinds of knee pain and joint pains and stuff. I'm 24 years old.
Yeah.
And like you, it's like, this takes up a lot of time. Here's this guy that had this amazing testimonial, very strong, good-looking, built person, and he's doing, what, 20 minutes twice a week? So I'm like, let me give it a shot. The science seems to make sense. It's cool. Got into the perfect workout, started gaining muscle pretty quickly. I think the thing I noticed most, it was like 15 pounds in the first year or so.
Nice.
Was my chest. You know, everybody's different genetically. I can never get huge biceps, but my chest is growing. Like, what is happening? Like, yep, I'm blessed in the chest.
Yeah.
So, and I was tracking some of the changes there through DEXA scans and things like this.
And I remember that you got in the DEXA. It said one at a time, please.
Yes, exactly. Gotcha. Yeah, they thought there were two of me.
Too much muscle.
I get it.
I get you.
So maybe five, six years in, I was through a lot of those gains. I was the biggest I had been. I was feeling pretty good. I'm one of those guys that I just, you know, I want to put more muscle on, more muscle on, more muscle. I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder, but it's just an obsession at this point. Like,
sure.
How much more can we put on?
Yeah, number go up.
Yes, number go up. Good.
Yeah.
For the longevity purposes we've talked about, and just because who doesn't want more muscle?
Yeah, you got to leave a big coffin.
That's right.
That's a game. Yeah.
I can still fit through doors, as you say.
Yeah, I can still fit through doors, and I don't like it.
It's a real problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So I played a little bit with trying more volume, tried doing what we do, our methodology, 20 minutes, but instead twice a week, three times a week, four times a week, et cetera. Wasn't seeing any big changes at that point. And then we got introduced to the ARX FastFit isokinetic stuff by meeting you. It was July, I think, of 2023. It makes sense to me.
Oh, when I
got some access to some machines, yep.
In your garage.
In my garage. Oh, so nice. The Perv Workout, yep, we started to adopt this technology. We wanted to innovate on it. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get a pair in here and we're going to start playing with this. I did a DEXA scan that month, 6 months of training 3 times a week. If you recall, I was doing negative only one time.
Positive, positive.
And then 2 positive onlys. So to answer this question, I've been training 3 times a week with the new machines and technology. And this is a trained person who's been exercising for, at this time now, at least a decade.
Right.
The DEXA scan I got in July to the one I got early that following year was 9 pounds of muscle added to the body. I had a little bit of fat too, which is fine.
Sure.
But 9 pounds of lean muscle, which was like, oh my gosh. To this day, I hear, you know, there's all these debates on hypertrophy and exercise, and it'll continue forever until everybody just kills each other on it.
Right, right.
But there's this idea that all roads just lead to Rome. At some point, you're going to hit a plateau, which we will, and then that's it. Like we've talked about before, you're not going to get infinitely bigger. I'm not going to just start lifting cars. But I thought I was at that plateau because I had been doing these different things in a way that most people had done them to maximize their results. And here we go, 6 months and 9 pounds of muscle. I was getting newbie gains.
Right, newbie gains all over again is something. So I haven't lifted any weights since 2013. So since that before picture, I haven't had a single session of weightlifting.
You haven't fought gravity at all?
No, no. Don't let gravity hold you down, Kyle. And so the idea is that when even seasoned lifters, so these are people who've been lifting weight, even just with barbells, doing normal sort of hypertrophy programs for 10, 15 years, when you start using a form of resistance that more closely matches your target muscle's momentary capacity to produce force, when you get the maximum concentrics and these big, heavy negatives like you do in the fast fit, it's a new level of stimulus. If you consider the stimulus of mechanical loading and metabolic fatigue and muscle damage and renovation, it's a new level of all of those things because it's more force being produced by the muscle, which is the thing upstream of all those, all those elements of the stimulus. So what happened when you're in high school, you're just messing around in the weight room, you start growing, you get newbie gains. Mm-hmm. That's because it's a new level of stimulus for your body. You've been training with weights for 15, 20, whatever years, and you start using FastFit, guess what? You get newbie gains all over again for the same reason, because it's a new level of stimulus.
So cool.
So that's what you experienced, and that's why I went 2016, 2017, something like that, and went down, I was visiting Mark down in Austin to go to Fish and Exercise, and Mike and I were just messing around with some weights, and I did like a set of something with a weight, and I just remember, oh, wow, I haven't done this in years. This is silly. What are we doing? You guys do this? Like, I remember doing this.
Yeah.
Man, what a time waste, because I can just get everything done and feel at the end of a 15-minute workout exactly how I felt after the end of a good hour and a half weightlifting session, because it took 30 minutes to do legs and then 30 minutes to do arms, and now each one of those takes one set.
Right.
So that's what.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I mean, I replied to this member who's an awesome member. They're one of our flagship studios. And like we've talked about before, I mean, that the Nautilus machines and the methodology we're doing there, super slow, obviously is incredibly effective. It was life-changing for myself. It's life-changing for most of our members. And, you know, our principles, evidence-based, it needs to be efficient, it needs to be effective, it needs to be safe. The new machines allow us to do that even more so. So a question we get often is, will we slowly be moving those Nautilus studios to the new FastFit studios? The answer is yes. We'll be focusing on it. In the meantime, you're getting incredible fitness through that methodology by working with your trainer on the Nautilus machines now. And for many of you, you have a lot of runway. A question that comes up quite often, kind of tied to this when we're talking about gains, is, well, I'm in my 70s or I'm in my 80s. And it used to be thought at a certain point in time, you can't gain any more muscle. That's different, I believe. And tell me about your experience when it comes to this.
Yeah, I've had plenty of clients, 70 and up. And it turns out that the adaptive mechanism by which you respond to stresses, just all kinds of, whether it's the sun causes you to get a suntan or a workout causes you to get stronger, any way the organism adapts, the adaptive mechanism remains intact right up until the end. So the moment you can no longer adapt, that's called dead. It's like the least you can do and the most you can do. And as they approach each other, that's called aging. When they meet, that's called dead. When the least you can do is the most you can do. If you ever find yourself in a situation where your body is no longer responding to homeostasis or responding to stimuli by adapting, fear not, because you are already in heaven. Don't worry about it. So yes, at any age, you're not going to maybe be on a magazine cover. You're not going to grow tons slabs of muscle or any of those marketing terms, but you will become stronger with the safe, effective, targeted application of stimulus to the body. So that's the name of the game. And actually, the marginal utility of strength training as you get older is way greater. So yes, this is the best thing to do for someone in their 20s. Yeah, they're going to grow more muscle, become more explosive athletically, but also more injury resistant. It's great. But for the person 60 and up, regaining everything they lost is giant. And then gaining even after that, it's just a huge help. It's the marginal utility. It's the difference between if you're starving in the desert, someone has the first water. You really need that water. This is going to save your life. The utility is high. Mm-hmm. After you've drank a gallon or two, you I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, so it can help still. Sure, water, I'm in the desert, but not like it did at first. So the same way, the young person, you know, that is better than what I'm doing. It's true. So, you know, but the person who really needs it, now they can get it. Whereas it used to be, you needed to know your way around a weight room to get it.
Right.
And people 60 and up typically aren't going to make the weight room a part of their life.
Yeah.
So now they can come to a perfect workout in a closed, semi-private setting and get world-class strength training without any special agility, skill, coordination, learning
experience,
curve.
Experience, anything.
Yeah, so we kind of democratized this this service, this stimulus.
Well, let's wrap up the episode this way because I think it's important. And this is how I kind of ended my email with this member is it's worth saying that this way of exercising when it comes to the goals of health span and exercise, et cetera, it is necessary. It's not always sufficient in the sense of I told them to, and I can speak for you. You also need, and we talked about this, protein. You also need sleep.
Yeah.
You also need the hydration pieces. As you get older, it is more difficult to gain muscle. And the way I respond to this member too, not in sort of like this bragging way, but I'm able to gain more muscle. I'm still getting results on the FACET machines because I'm also nailing the protein element. I'm also nailing the sleep element. So these pieces are important. You don't have to be perfect at all of it, but combine these, I would say these three big principles, protein, sleep, and strength training, and you're going to get so much more results than you would if you were just strength training.
Right, exactly.
Cool, man.
And there you have it.
There you go. We do what we say we do.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I tell you. I haven't lifted a weight since 2013. So, yeah, this is what I do, and this is all that I do, and this is all that I have done. And, why would I do? Yeah, I've got a car, so, you know, I haven't ridden any horses recently, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, man. All right, brother. I'll see you soon.
Next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.